Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So speak to just how multifaceted this thing is.
Exactly. And again, it's important to acknowledge that different disorders have different types of treatment. Different people require different things. So there's no one size fits all here. And you can't legitimately make a blanket statement about all mental health issues and have it be, gospel. But in general, medication, it is funny how we think so much differently about psychiatric medications than we do about other forms of medication. But, your son's asthma is a great example. So is, something like diabetes, where a person who develops diabetes, they may need to be on insulin for the rest of their lives. And generally, people are not judging them for that and saying, you just need to make these lifestyle issues and then you won't need to be on insulin. That may be true for some people who have, a mild case who can kind of manage it that way. But for the vast majority of people, they need to manage their lifestyle issues. They also need to take insulin because their body is missing something they need. It's missing a capability that they need to function. And that can be true for people who have mental illness as well. And it just depends. So, you may have somebody who's experiencing maybe a minor depression or some anxiety disorder that's not causing a lot of disruption, serious disruption to their lives, but needs to be addressed. Maybe they go to see a counselor, they make some changes to their lifestyle, they better understand, like you said, their triggers, and they make those changes, and they get better, and they're able to just manage it that way. And that's great. There are other people who need to make those same changes, but also are at a place where they're struggling with something that's so acute that they have to treat it, at least for a time, medically as well. So, for example, someone who's experiencing a more severe depression, like you experienced, taking that medication to get you to a point where you can think differently, where you can benefit from counseling, where you can make the lifestyle changes that you need to make, or, you're able to make those adjustments. Some people are not able to make those necessary adjustments because they are so acutely ill and that they need to receive medical treatment. Maybe they don't need to do that for the rest of their lives. That's the case for many people. And then we have people who really do. They have to take a medication, or they have to receive a medically based intervention for the rest of their lives so that they can function well enough because maybe their body is missing something that they need. There's a brain chemistry issue that just isn't going to be fixed. It's a chronic issue. A good example of this is people who experience bipolar disorder, which is a very serious mental illness. Their brains function in a way that is abnormal and can be lethal. This is something to be taken very seriously. Someone who has something like schizophrenia, like my mom has, I mentioned earlier, it's a very physiologically based illness. There really is no other treatment for schizophrenia that's effective other than taking medication. Also making lifestyle changes, also taking care of your health. But you have to take a medication to manage this disorder because it's very biologically based.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.